And we're currently conducting a phase 3 trial of isatuximab Pom-Dex versus Pom-Dex in relapsed refractory patients. And at the same time, our initial data with isatuximab Pom-Dex multicenter trial, my co-principal investigator is Dr. Joe McHale from the Mayo. Basically, we've seen wonderful results in this setting so far. And I think that it's, again, showing great promise.
What about single agent activity?
Yeah, it's real. Tom Martin from UCSF has led that work, and there's clearly monotherapy activity that's equivalent to daratumumab. I think what we all feel, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of Dara, it's never, of course, a zero-sum game. The more, the better, basically. But I think for us who've worked with both antibodies, both Dara and isatuximab, I've certainly been impressed that isatuximab has this advantage of an infusional time that's much shorter, actually. And also, from the nursing perspective and patient perspective, certainly I've been impressed that it's a well-tolerated antibody and the infusional reaction rate is really very favorable.
That's really fascinating. Any projections or guesses when we might see data from the phase 3 trial?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's moving along quickly. As you can imagine, it's in a high-risk space, so because it's for relapsed refractory disease. And so as a result of that, I think we'll get a signal relatively quickly in the next couple of years from it because it's enrolling robustly. It's a big international trial. But I have to say that I think if we get a signal from that, it is, as I understand it, a SPAR, so it will lead to an FDA approval. But I'm very impressed, for example, that daratumumab plus Pom Dex was approved by the FDA off of a single-arm phase 2, and I do applaud the FDA for that because they obviously felt comfortable that this robustness of response signal that they saw as well as the PFS from the single-arm trial warranted approval, and that's great for patients because it means there's real access to daratumumab, pomalidomide, and Dex. And as you know, Neil, these approvals are so vital because at the end of the day, especially in the current healthcare environment, insurance companies and payers are, I think, quite entitled to say, where's the evidence? And when you have an FDA approval, there's no better evidence than that. So I particularly applaud the FDA for their proactive approach because it really does improve access for our patients to really important combinations.